Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Howard Ween from the Alva Stone at the Montague Book Mill, one of my favorite places on earth. I was just at the Alva Stone the other day, drinking a glass of rosé on your deck, watching the beautiful waterfall go down. But what you have brought before me, Howard,
it's majestic.
And Phil,
majestic.
This is a deep thought by Jack Handy.
Okay.
They say if you have a choice between regular heaven and pie heaven, choose pie heaven. It might be a joke, but if it's not, boy.
Well, today it certainly is.
We're in pie heaven. Peach pie. The peaches rolling out of the delicious crust. Peaches grown by
Clarkdale Farms.
Ben Clark. Good Ben Clark. Regular pipeline activist updater on the show here. And great orchardist.
And Maple Line Farm ingredient-based whipped cream. Yeah, we thought we'd bring this to highlight some of the incredible stuff that's coming out of the valley right now.
Because we've been eating so healthfully this whole summer. Like, you go eat a farm share and you get like 10 heads of lettuce and all this bok choy and kale. We need to just dig deep and get some delicious sugar is in us.
So can you go over the piescape right now at the Alva Stone, which is like a way of saying what fruits are coming in for harvest?
Yeah.
It's high time for fruits and vegetables of all kinds.
Which means it's high time for pie time.
That's right. So you guys eat, and I'll talk about the pie.
Okay, good.
So,
I like that idea.
You know, our culinary team is just, world class at the Alva Stone, and that's really what drives what we do. Headed by Dave Schreier and Jess Pollard, and Jess is responsible for all of the desserts, including this homemade peach pie in her vintage Pyrex pie plate.
Yeah, keeping them with the alliteration there, three P's.
Right now, just for instance, on the dessert menu, right, if you came in right now, it's just glorious. We've got a Clarkdale peach pie. You've got either Norse or Heath berry pie, blueberry pie as well. We're doing a Warner Farm sweet corn ice cream sundae.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
All of our stuff is from the local community. That's what drives us. So while I'm speaking like this now, you won't find these names necessarily listed on our menu.
Right.
But every ingredient that we form a dish around starts with something that comes from the valley or the region. And the only things that we don't get locally are things you can't. We love that CISA restaurant days are coming up because for us at the peak time of the year, we really get to showcase, our entire menu, which right now is just literally littered with tomatoes and corn and green beans and broccoli, all these incredible fruits. It's really an exciting time for everybody.
Howard, I knew you before you started the restaurant because you were involved with Hampshire College. I always think of the restaurant industry as such a challenging industry. The profit margin's so small. It's so hard to really make it work for everybody, the owners, the workers. And then when you add the layer of local to it, so I'm sort of just like, why do you do that?
That's a really good question, Phil. When my wife and I came back to the Valley, we weren't necessarily heading right into the brick and mortar business. And as you said, I was really helping Hampshire College with their sustainable food system, kind of reinvigorating their farm all the way to their dining commons and really making that connection stronger and more prominent than it's ever been. And then the space came available. And I really thought, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to have a space at the Book Mill.
And let me just pause right there because you're a Hampshire alum. You kind of had this whirlwind career out of Hampshire. You go on tour as a cook for the Beastie Boys. You end up running all these restaurants across the country and then coming back to the area that you fell in love with, the Valley, and starting the Alva Stone.
Part of that is because it's an agricultural community. Being a restaurant guy, the reason you do it is if you're really into food and really into creating a quality product and experience around food, you know that it's all about the ingredients. And what better place to situate yourself than right in the middle of all the farmers and growers that can provide those for you at a really high level. Because, in this valley, and Phil knows that I can go on and on about different takes on the sustainable ag community. But in this valley, there's growers and farmers of all shapes and sizes. And we support everyone. Our farm partners, please excuse me if I leave some out because we have a lot, but we do a lot of partnering with Red Fire Farm, Kitchen Garden, Warner, Clarkdale, Norse, Heath, Maple Line, Berkshire, Queens Greens, Book and Plow. And we do stuff on the beverage side too. Lefty's makes our own beer. Our coffees are locally roasted. But, you know, for us, we do it because, you know, I'm fortunate to have started it with a team that understood that that's what's going to drive us. We have alignment around that as being the backbone of our culture.
And what's interesting is, you know, CISA celebrating Local Hero Restaurant Days, August 25th and 26th. And, you know, we support this local economy, this agricultural economy, because it's not happening everywhere in the country. We live in this amazing area. And thanks in no small part to CISA, it's an awareness campaign to go out there and support your local farmers. However, at the same time, people who are true foodies and restaurateurs know that the best foods happen like this. You go to France, you know, you're drinking the wine of that region and the cuisine of that region because it's an ecosystem of sorts and makes for the highest caliber and quality of food. So these local hero restaurants that are doing this are not only doing it to support this infrastructure and because it's the right thing to do to support your neighbor and all that, but because it is the best that there is to do if you want to have the best kind of restaurant.
Totally agree. And, you know, for us, it's such a privilege to get product directly from the source. In some cases, we're getting stuff from foragers that go find us ramps, find us mushrooms, find us wild berries. We don't even know they're coming. They just come in. They walk into the kitchen. They're like, I got
now
three,
you got a new menu item.
I got 3 pounds of this. And, you know, our culinary team is like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a farmer in this valley and have not been to the Alvestone, you should definitely come in and definitely say hello, because the kitchen views no larger a VIP than a grower or a farmer.
And the pie is outstanding. Like, I'm not a big sweets guy generally. This pie is knock your socks off good.
I am very pieful.
Yeah. It's Clarkdale's Peaches in the Alvestone Pie, Local Hero Restaurant Days, happening August 25th and 26th. Howard Ween from the Alvestone, Phil Corman from CISA, the Local Hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.